Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 116. I am your host, Brian, and with me as always are my co-hosts, Carl and Dwayne. What's up, guys?
Hey, how much?
Hello, everybody. Hi, Carl. Hi, Dwayne. Or hi, Dwayne. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Dwayne.
I'm not a parrot.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's start off with... What you got recently, and since Dwayne wasn't here last time, we'll start off with him.
Yeah, we're all three here together this time after back-to-back episodes with only two of us.
Make me go first when my screen just went black.
Oh, well, Carl, go ahead.
Oh, no, wait, there it is.
Okay,
so, yeah, you're right, it's been basically 2 months since I was on the podcast last, but... Surprisingly, I didn't get that much over the last 2 months. Just sort of a trickle in of some of the newest wave and a couple of, you know, things that obviously were ordered months and months ago. So let's start with actually my favorites of the new acquisitions were the new vintage collection Darth Vader, Stormtrooper, Luke Skywalker, X-Wing, and R2-D2. All on original trilogy, episode 4 card backs, just like they were issued way back in 1978 and 79. And I just love the way they look. Now, Darth Vader was a new issue on that card back, or new version of Darth Vader. So it's numbered 334. The other three, unfortunately or fortunately, they were reissues. So I probably already have them. I won't say probably. I'm sure I already have them. Their first issues. The Stormtrooper was number 231. So that's not too long ago. That's just been about a year, year and a half ago that one came out. Maybe 2 years. And it probably looks just about the same. There may be some minor differences in the tooling on it. I haven't seen a side-by-side comparison yet. Luke Skywalker X-Wing, I'm sure, is the exact same mold and body and helmet and everything, just with maybe a new head sculpt. And then the R2-D2, I think we all know, even though it was number 149 originally, this one is distinct because it is an absolutely clean version of R2-D2. There's no aging or mud or scuffing or anything like that, paint application on it this time. And like I said, it looks awesome on the card back like that, because obviously our vintage R2-D2s were pure, you know, bright white and had a nice clean sticker and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So love those. Also mixed in with those waves was the new Commander Rex, the vintage collection Commander Rex number 317. The new Cal Kestis in the Imperial Officer disguise number 320. And then I also received the first of my ghost figures, or the first one that's being issued to the general population, which is the Zeb Aurelius deluxe version in the box. And then also received disappointing a little bit that these were part of a troop builder set, but Captain Enoch and the Thrawn Night Troopers 4-pack. In the white troop builder box, I was really hoping for Captain Enoch on the card back and maybe even one of those Night Troopers carded, and we may still get that eventually. But I did open those up because I like to open those troop builders and actually take the figures out and make sure that they're in good condition. And I will, you know, give a good review or praise that they look really awesome. And the sculpts and the paint apps and everything on them are really cool, so... I'm happy to have them, just wish that they were more easier to display eventually. And that was it for my acquisitions over the last 7 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, you notice the numbers that, like, Cal Kestis, I think, is the, like, 320, and then you've got 334, Darth Vader. There's no numbers in between that have been released yet. So that's kind of odd. That you would go so far ahead.
It is, and I actually kind of wonder that Darth Vader. I've seen different reviews that, you know, say, oh well, this one is sort of like the Darth Vader that was issued in the Obi-Wan Kenobi line, And then the other ones are like, well, no, it's, you know, it's more like this one that was issued back on the Empire Strikes Back card, except it's got a different this or different that. So I don't know whether it was pieced together and they just decided to give it a new number because it's, I don't, is it the first Darth Vader released on a New Hope card back?
No.
Do we know that? There's also been one released.
That was just before Tarkin.
Okay.
I can see it like right here in front of me.
Yeah.
So I don't know what number that would be, but a little over 100. But
For it to be on the same card back, basically, but yet have a new number is surprising.
It's number 93.
Okay.
It does have a few more accessories than that one, though. That's okay. Why. Because I looked at it before I bought it, and I was like, do I really want to buy this one? It's the same exact one. Because I didn't know it had a different number, even. Because I didn't buy, like, the Stormtrooper, the Luke, those repacks. I didn't buy any of those. I bought the R2 because the figure itself is different. The figure is clean as opposed to dirty like it was before.
Right.
All right, Carl, what'd you get?
Oh, well, one more quick thing on Dwayne's on that Troop Builder pack. I thought that what they should have done is it should have been all Night Troopers.
Mm-hmm.
Because what about the Army Builders that want to buy multiples of those? Then you're going to end up with three or four Captain Enochs that you don't want or need.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they did that with all the other ones, all the other Troop Builders. They just built, you know, had different, you know, ones. Even if they look different, you know, like the Rebel Troopers or the Stormtroopers or whatever, they just made them look, you know, a little bit different, one of them or whatever, but they weren't distinct like, what's his name is? Captain Enoch.
Yeah. But because I thought that would probably stop some people from buying multiples just with the fact that they was going to end up with it.
It probably will. I didn't buy one at all.
I didn't either. Maybe if I see a sale or something, I'll jump on it. But for now, I'm passing.
Right.
Yeah,
me too. But for me, I got Ezra, who is number 319. And I think it's a nice looking figure. I thought it turned out very well. I'm showing it for our Patreon members.
Considering the photo reference is just a hollow picture.
And Kanan, which is number 318. And also that Dwayne mentioned, the clean R2-D2.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a bunch. Actually, I have a straight case of Stormtroopers, which I will be letting a few of them go if anybody needs any Stormtroopers.
Didn't I tell you I wanted some?
You did. Cheaper than retail.
That's why I didn't buy any in the store, because I knew I told you I wanted some.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have them, I guess, at our next meeting.
I don't remember how many I said, but...
You just said you'd take a couple. Okay. I don't know how many you wanted. But that was all that I got for this month. So my list was by far the smallest.
Yep.
Unless you count my 8 Stormtroopers as 8 items.
It is 8 individually packed figures. So.
Yeah.
All right. So I got a bunch of stuff because, first off, it was my birthday this month. And second of all, I went to the Ohio Star Wars Collectors Club's Summer Social, which I've been going to the last several years. And I meant to go get my trophy. I won first place in the trivia contest there.
Not shocking, since he dominates our Christmas thing when we play trivia.
Well, I mean, there was a whole lot more people there playing in this trivia than before. They started off with 3 rounds and of 10 people each. So there was 30 people total playing. And the top 2 of each round moved on to the finals. And I played the first round and ended up getting the highest score that anybody got the entire time during that round. So even later on when we played the final round, I didn't get as high of a score because it was much tougher. And the third round, let's see, I came in first there. In the third round, Stephanie ended up playing, and she came in first in that one.
Oh.
So we both moved on to the finals where I ended up winning. She ended up fourth. If she'd have just got one more question right, she would have been second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was some pretty tough questions, like, how much money did Solo lose? It's like, okay. I mean, who's going to guess that? I mean, get that. It was all multiple choice, so it was A, B, C, or D. Yeah. But still, it was tough. I guess like 70-some, and it only lost 60-some. So I have no idea.
But, 60,000 Imperial credits.
60 million Imperial credits.
Million.
Played in the golf tournament again. This year, I didn't come in first. They did individuals this time instead of teams. So I think I ended up like 6th or 7th or something like that. I'd never played this course before, and some of those people had played it 100 times. So, they had the edge. I got, the same figures you guys got, some of those, the Rex, the Vader, the Kanan, the Ezra. I got set 2 of Star Wars Unlimited, the card game, Shadows of the Galaxy. I got some of those cards. That game's pretty fun to play. If you haven't checked it out yet, go to your local game store and check it out. It's pretty fun. I got, also while I was at the Auswalk Summer Social, I picked up a vintage Sandcrawler. So I'm going to show it to our Patreon members here.
Very nice. Mm.
With the remote.
Open the door. Open the door.
I'm going to leave the door closed. Unfortunately, those doors are hinged into the plastic, so they tend to break a lot, so I'm not going to open it very often. But I got that. Also got Season 1 and Season 2 of The Mandalorian on 4K Blu-ray. Got those pretty cheap, way cheaper than they were online. I don't know why somebody bought them and then never even opened them.
Huh.
But I couldn't pass up that deal. They were $20 each. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'm done. Right there.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Finally finished my Burger King glass collection. I now have all 12. Do any of you guys have any of those?
I do. Yeah. I actually have a set, too. They're packed away.
Okay. But you don't have any, Dwayne?
No.
Okay. I got a few more Star Wars Insider magazines that I needed to try and finish up my collection. I'm only down to like 11 now.
Wow.
So, yeah,
that's,
I picked
impressive.
Up, and they weren't very, very much either. They're only like $5 each. So I was surprised. I got a Darth Vader case. This one has never been played with. It came with the figure thing with it. The paper that shows you all the figures available, this thing here.
Yes.
It also came with an unused sticker sheet.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Yeah, those are tough to find with them not used.
Now those inserts are double-sided, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, you get that. Okay. Book has, things to come. And then this, which I'd never even heard of or seen or even remember. It's a We Really Do Care.
Really Do Care, yeah.
And it's got some, other writings on there. It says, we make each toy with tender, loving care. If there is a problem with your toy as you receive it, please let us know. Simply describe the problem and mail the description along with your name and address to, and then it's got their address.
Right.
So.
And I've heard and seen tales of people that took advantage of that and were able to get replacement weapons and parts for their vehicles and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I wish I'd have known that because I could have used a few replacement weapons.
Yeah. But later on, I think it became kind of common or popular for Kenner just to send out those prepackaged Hoth battle packs or whatever. Was it Hoth battle packs? They had the backpacks in them and stuff.
Had
they would
weapons.
Send you one of those, even though maybe you were asking for Bosk's rifle
gas
or something
masks
like that.
And all kinds of stuff. I got the, I think it's Fisher Price Ewok Fire Cart.
Play School,
that's right, Play School.
Which, was Play School made by Fisher Price?
I don't know,
I don't think so. Those, generally, Fisher Price is little people and stuff like that, so no.
But the only thing it's missing is a little thing on the back of the cart itself. It's like a little flap that flips down.
Okay.
It's missing
it's
that.
Tailgate.
Yeah, the tailgate. There you go. I got a few T-shirts. One of them was from you, Dwayne, for my birthday.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. And I got a Lego Rex helmet from my wife for my birthday. So that completes my Lego helmet collection now. I have every single one of the Star Wars ones.
Nice.
Now I just need to put them together. My Sunday school teacher actually came to my birthday party too, and he got me one of these Star Wars thermos drinking cans or whatever you call it. It's pretty cool. I'm not sure. It doesn't say whether you can put hot stuff in it or not, but I don't know. But it looks pretty cool. It looks like a big, huge can. And I got a bunch of X-Wing ships on clearance. And then also at the Auswalk Summer Social, I got this R2-D2 suitcase. It's really huge.
You're not going to show that on video?
No. It wouldn't fit on video, for one thing. I'd have to back up 10 feet to show the whole thing.
I was just messing with you. Yeah, since I know. You had huge in it.
It is. I mean, it's a good 3.5 foot tall or more.
Wow.
Yeah. And probably 2 foot wide. It's pretty big. Yeah. I've never seen one that big.
I've seen a hard shell case.
What it is.
Yeah, I've seen ones made, they always make them for like kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
We have one
I
of those too.
Maybe I recall those as an American Tourister maybe made it.
Yep. It's the same company that made the small ones. Which of the small ones now, we have R2, we have Return of the Jedi, and then we have a Stormtrooper.
Uh-huh.
And the Return of the Jedi, I think, has Vader on the opposite side or something like that.
But now you got a big boy R2-D2 case.
Yeah. All right. Well, that brings us to our meeting news. And we have a meeting coming up on August the 10th at Flatwoods Public Library from noon to 3. And I talked to a few people while doing some yard sales and, got some interest there, but I've done that before, and nobody's ever actually came, so who knows. How did the auction go?
Oh, go ahead.
The auction went pretty good. I haven't seen a total amount that we raised. That was just this past Saturday, 3 days ago, in Frankfort, Kentucky. But, yeah, we had a surprising amount of donations this year. I mean, we had three or maybe even four. Now, I think it was three whole picnic tables completely full. Like, even the benches were full. And then we had another table where we laid the movie posters out on. And we had three whole rounds with breaks in between. There was a lot of stuff that went for a dollar, but then there were, surprising things that some of them went for 30 or 40. I think they said the one that raised the most money was this... if you all remember when Target, I think maybe their last promotion that they did for all-out promotion for Star Wars, they had a large Millennium Falcon that was like a paper sculpture, a cardboard paper sculpture hanging or displayed up above the end rack, and it even had blinking lights and stuff on it.
Wasn't that Force Awakens video release?
It may have been. I can vaguely remember seeing them in store. Well, somebody ended up with one. It may have been Craig or Miles or somebody, and they brought it to auction off, and I forget how much it went for, but that was the big item of the day. We had a good time. It wasn't too hot. We had a cool breeze blowing. We were under shelter house outside, and I think about 30 people showed up. I know we had 25 registered bidders, because we gave out numbers this year.
Yeah.
And then there were kids and spouses and stuff like that there also.
Yeah, unfortunately, I couldn't come. I had to had to get some plumbing work done, and that was the only time the guy could do it.
But there were several lots of Black Series figures, like three or four figures at a time that were auctioned off. Also several lots of just 3 3/4 inch figures from... most of them were from the Saga collection, and some from Power of the Force with the green cards. Two or three Slave Leias, surprisingly. Maybe someone had bought a bunch of extras and finally decided they weren't going to, be as valuable as they thought they were, so they decided to donate their extras. I don't know. So some good figures if you were looking for some of the older figures and some of the Black Series figures that maybe you'd missed out on, and then... There was somebody had donated a whole bunch of Lego, or not Lego, I start to say this and make the same mistake, Nerf guns, the ones that fire the darts. I bet there were 20 or 30 Nerf pistols and rifles and everything just in this big toy box there that were donated and auctioned off. And we had t-shirts and comic books. I didn't get anything Star Wars related. I got a stack of X-Men and mutant comic books from Marvel. And then a stack of t-shirts that weren't for me. They were for my kids. So
who?
That's all I got.
How'd you get down there?
My wife drove me.
Oh, okay.
Drove me. So we just kind of made a day out of it, tried to. So, yeah, that just happened. We want to remind everybody we've got the next statewide meeting for this Kentucky Star Wars Collectors Cup is going to be the Fall Festival. That is, where's my calendar? October 17th?
12th.
12th. October 12th. It's going to be in, it's being hosted by the Louisville region again, but it's going to be across the river in Indiana. At the one of the members' church's gymnasium there across the river. So,
yeah. Unfortunately,
for more information, check out our Facebook page.
Unfortunately, I'm gonna miss it because we'd already made plans to go out of town since that's Bo's like fall break. Long yeah. Before they made plans to have the fall festival that weekend.
Right. Yeah, it happens. That's what this past weekend happened. All of you guys had already made plans or whatever, and nobody else from Ashland was able to go with me. So that's fine, though. It happens. So we need to move on to news. What's new out there in the Star Wars collecting world?
Well, I got a bunch of it out there. We'll start with Hot Toys. And we got Battle Damage Darth Vader 1/6 scale. A General Grievous 1/6 scale. Clone Commando Scorch 1/6 scale from The Bad Batch. A Darth Maul 1/6 scale hologram from Episode 1. ARC Trooper Fives and Echo 1/6 scale figures. Let's see. We'll move on to Hasbro. Carl, you want to talk about the Vintage Collection there?
Okay, Vintage Collection. We have Mandalorian, I guess that Streetcox 4-pack Amazon. I wonder how many our buddy from Louisville ordered lunchbox. I'd say multiple 4-packs.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
We got the Mandalorian Imperial Base. What is that, like 5 or 6 vintage collection Mandos now, I think?
Something like that.
Probably each of them just slightly different with the armor.
If you count the Razor Crest and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, that's true, too.
Carbonized ones, the retro one, been several.
We got the Moff Gideon's Imperial Light Cruiser Hallway with Mandalorian Privateer. I don't know, there's the pictures of that list looks really weak to me, in my opinion. I don't know what you guys think of it.
I mean, it looks more like the hallway from the Tantive IV, or just repainted, you know.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that's obviously what they were going after, was that part of the collecting market that won something like that. I think, and most of us weren't really impressed with the Tantive IV hallway until some people got it and actually put it together. And you know, like Brian said, you just about had to have two of them.
Yeah, Brian's picture hallway with multiple looks really cool.
Right, yeah, so I think it's going to be the same case with this one.
I think I ended up with 6.
Yeah.
Well, they kept clearancing them off, and I was just like, well, sure, I'll buy another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got Bo-Katan, and that's Flyzer 15, and I believe that one comes with the Darksaber finally, doesn't mm-hmm. she?
Okay. I think so, yeah.
So that's pretty cool. We got Star Wars Vintage Collection Jetpack Trooper, and we have Star Wars The Vintage Collection Grand Admiral Thrawn, and this will be the version of him from the TV series, and it looks really cool in the pictures. And we have Star Wars, the Vintage Collection, Ahsoka, which we don't really need another figure of her, I didn't think, either.
Well, this one's in the white uniform.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at least it is different.
Right.
True.
That 4-pack that they released with those droids ended up with the same Ahsoka figure that we already had.
Yes. Which is really sad.
Okay. I'll take off with Black Series announcements here. So in the Black Series, 6-inch series, you're going to get a new Holocom Collection May Assassin version, so a blue Holocom figure. You're going to get also an individually packaged Black Series Mandalorian Shriekhawk trainer, or trainers actually. That's a 2-pack, isn't it? I think.
Yeah.
And then they're also doing a 6-inch version of the STAP with a battle droid way back from episode 1. I'm sure most of us have 5 or 6 of those left over in our 3 3/4-inch collections, because that was one of the first things to ever come out, and everybody rushed out and got several. There'll also be a Darth Maul with Sith Speeder, also from way back in episode 1.
That was an exclusive to San Diego Comic-Con.
Okay. So that one, yeah, just this past weekend became available, or will become available maybe today for outside.
They said August 8th, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere around there, that it'll be available to everybody else.
Yeah. Black Series Yoda and Commander Gree 2-pack. Also from the new television series that just finished up, The Acolyte, we're getting a Jedi Master Vernestra Roe. Getting, which was the bald-headed green Jedi, if you don't know which one that was. You also get a Black Series Cassian Andor, an Imperial Armored Commando. Also, we were just talking about it in the Vintage Collection, they're putting out an Ahsoka Tano Peridia costume, which was the all-white Ahsoka. Black Series Deidre Miro.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one from Cassian? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the Imperial.
Okay. That's that woman.
Yes.
Okay, the blonde-headed, Imperial.
We need her in the Vintage Collection.
Like, she should have said Commander or Lieutenant or whatever her rank was, Deidre Miro.
That's just the way that they gave it to me.
Yeah. Another kind of two-pack of IG-12 and Grogu, which it's a deluxe, considered a deluxe pack.
We need a vintage one of that one, too.
Right, we've also all wanted the Vintage Collection of that one. This one has Grogu, and it also has two of those little mechanic creatures like
Babu Frick.
And you can insert any of them along with Grogu into IG-12's chest. The Black Series Basil from the Jedi Order. He's a Jedi Order tracker, the video game.
No, that's not from the video game. That's that little guy from the Acolyte, the tracker.
Oh, okay. The little, rodent-looking creature. Yeah. Okay. So not from the video game.
I put those in the wrong place.
I've seen all the pictures of these, so.
Yeah, these next three I put in the wrong place.
Okay.
They're Vintage Collection. Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and announce them, though. Vintage Collection Cobb Vanth. Deluxe.
Finally!
Includes him as a regular Cobb Vanth and a Mandalorian snap-on armor, which belongs to Boba Fett, by the way.
Where?
Spoiler.
That probably knocks off my number, since I got Dooku in the Vintage Collection.
Yeah.
That probably knocks off my number, my current number one.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So I have to redo my list now.
Right, and this next one also is one that we've all clamored for. Why haven't they? It's going to be a Blurg.
And that was probably number two.
With another version of the Mandalorian.
There you go. There's another version.
There you go. This one has the appropriate hips to allow him to sit on the saddle, is what I read, which none of the others do. And finally, another playset, the Armorer's Forge playset from the Mandalorian series.
Yep.
And does that one come with the pack in? Or?
Yeah, it comes with the armor.
And it has a lot of cardboard in it, I noticed. It almost has like a retro feel to it. So, I mean, I'm surprised it's not in the retro because of the cardboard that's in it.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go for Hasbro, pretty much. The Black Series and the Vintage Collection. Several of these were announced just this past week, just prior to San Diego Comic-Con, and, of course, during the Hasbro Pulse, what's it called? When they took it up there and talk. Yeah.
Panel.
The Hasbro Pulse panel. And they also announced some pipeline reveals, but we don't have those.
I didn't see those.
On our list. Yeah.
But the armor playset, I'll read off what they sent me that we posted on our Facebook page. So, yeah, you always keep an eye on our Facebook page, and I try to get them up there as soon as they give them to us. It says, the armor keeps vital Mandalorian traditions alive, even if her people must remain hidden to survive. Inspired by the action-packed episode from the Star Wars The Mandalorian live-action series, this 3¾-inch scale playset with the armor Lakeside Covert World figure, VC number 331, makes a great addition to any fan's collection. Comes with several accessories, ideal for play and display, like the armor's forging materials and a selection of her finished helmets, plus a Grogu figure. These collectibles feature premium detail and design across product and packaging, as well as collector-grade deco that fans have come to know and love. Calling back to the original vintage toys, the included articulated armorer figure features a unique VC number for collectability, vintage card-back packaging, and two accessories. So, it'll be available for pre-order right now.
Yep.
Will not release until, I don't know when, later on in...
Probably Christmas.
December, I think it's what I saw.
Yeah, most of the stuff was either October or December, I noticed.
Right.
Yeah. It's only available on Hasbro Pulse, Disney Store, and Disney Parks at a later date.
Okay. So that in that description kind of answers one of our earlier questions. The Darth Vader was what, number 335, 334? So that one is numbered in the numerical series before this Darth Vader even.
Yeah, I know, and it isn't even out until December. Right. Well, probably because they could get that Darth Vader out a whole lot quicker, because they had to do was just, redo this and add this little teeny thing, and we call it a different number.
Yeah.
All right, so next on the list we have Gentle Giant. We have a Star Wars Grievous Warlord 1/6 scale mini bust. This is like pre-cyborg Grievous. Okay. We have the Mandalorian Offworld Jawa Jumbo figure. And also a Jumbo Max Rebo with piano.
Wow, that's going to be a big package.
Yeah, it's $150 too. It's $50 more than the other Jumbos because of that big piano. And then the Premier Guild, there is a R2-D2 1/7 scale resin statue that's in the Macquarie style. These are gifts to people who want to be a Premier Guild member. That's the only way you can get them.
Did you re-up for the Premier Guild?
I did, because I've already got the other three statues. I've got the Stormtrooper, Vader, and C-3PO, which I haven't actually gotten C-3PO, I don't think, yet. Or did I? No, I have not yet. He hasn't come yet. And also, there is a Phantom Menace Newt Gunray 1/6 scale mini bust. That was the fan choice. They gave the choice of, like, I don't know, five or six different mini busts, and for some reason, they voted on that one. I didn't. Also, a New Hope Luke Skywalker from Tatooine, 1/6 scale mini bust. And then an Empire Strikes Back FX7 jumbo figure. And the master tier of the Premier Guild is $150. And you get your choice of one of those, any of those four. The ability to purchase one of the other ones if you want. First to pre-order any convention or web exclusive, subscription to First Look email newsletters, a pre-order guarantee, two $15 coupons for any item, two $25 coupons for any in-stock item, and then an automatic 15% discount on all non-exclusive items. And then the next tier down is the Apprentice tier, and you get either the Newt Gunray, the Luke Skywalker, or the FX7 jumbo figure. You cannot get the statue with that version. And also pretty much everything else, except you only get one of the $20 coupon instead of a $25 coupons, and 10% off. So does any of this stuff stick out to you guys as, I mean, I know Carl already said a couple of things, things that he really was looking for, like the Blurg and Cobb Vanth. Is anything else?
And we'll maybe discuss this here in a minute, the lack of support for some of the TV, you know, products that have been released to us still
for a long time.
It seems like they're either still trying to really bank off of the popularity of The Mandalorian, or they're trying to set up in advance the new Mandalorian movie, which is still, what, 2 years away at least? two summers away.
Yeah, 26, I think.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe they are going, still kind of adhering to their "these are toys for children" philosophy, and not trying to cater so much. They still cater a whole lot in the Black Series to collectors, I think. But we're still, those of us who are primarily 3¾-inch collectors are still kind of way behind on some of this, you know, product.
Well, I mean, you talk about just for kids, but I mean, the Bad Batch only has one vintage collection figure, and that's Hunter. And what's more, you know, pointed at kids than cartoons?
Exactly.
So I just don't understand that.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've gotten nothing
when they
from
continue to put out clone after clone after clone, or mm-hmm. you know, with just different paint decos. And maybe that's, obviously we've always been told, well, the, you know, the molds are the same, so we can just manufacture as many as we want of the legs and the arms and the chest and everything. And you know, if we have to make a different helmet sculpt or a different paint application, that's not that hard to change.
But
you know, some of the Bad Batch armor would be almost exactly the same as clone armor too.
I mean just painted a little bit different.
Wrecker
would be a little bit bigger though. And you know, some of the heads of course would be different, but other than that, the bodies could be, you know, exactly, a lot of the same. We've gotten zero items from Tales from the Empire. Nothing. Or Tales from the Jedi, for that fact. You know, for that fact, we got nothing from that one either. And I think season 2 is supposed to come out this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rumors that I've heard. You know, it might come out before we get Skeleton Crew.
And, you know, we're saying they were, seem to be release happy as far as the number of Mandalorian figures and Ahsoka figures. So, you know, there you go. That the Tales of the Jedi had the child Ahsoka. That would seem like almost an obvious new figure of her to release for them. And you know, some of the collectors, even the children would snatch that one up if they've seen that cartoon. So I don't know. And of course, you know, this is on the heels of the announcement of the HasLab, the Cantina, and we're seeing that we're getting five new figures being produced for that one. And you count the twins, the sisters. So you get four actual patrons, and then the bartender, and they, you know, they even teased the fifth one, which I suspect will still be released in some form.
Yeah.
The werewolf guy.
Yeah, we forgot to mention that the HasLab did fund, because I think that happened since the last podcast.
Yeah, it probably did. Yeah, it was sometime in July 7th or July 9th or something like that.
8th.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, I think it was the 8th. It was on a Monday.
That was close.
So, yeah, it was the 8th.
Yeah. And I know what you're going to ask me, and yes, I did buy one.
Bought
the deluxe version with the extra
alcoves
and everything.
It's just
so
too
you
big.
You all have to come to my
too
house.
Big, too expensive, and it doesn't come with a floor. I mean, come on.
No floor? Come on,
so
man.
We can come over and play Star Wars with you then when you get yours?
He didn't open them.
Yeah.
He just didn't come over.
Yeah, I'll let you look at the box.
That's not fun.
If I take it out of the shipping box.
You better take it out to make sure it's the right thing inside there.
Yeah,
I still haven't opened my shipping box from the Jabba's or Boba Fett's throne room.
So, yeah. You know, like you said, I don't keep up as much with, you know, I'm not a Black Series collector. I don't know whether this list of releases made those collectors happy, but some of them even may be saying, oh, that's just too much. These suckers are $25 a piece. And they're giving us, what, 6 single figures, and then at least 4 2 packs or deluxe packs, and then a Darth Maul with a speeder and a Stapp with the battle droid.
Yeah, those are Black Series, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about,
is
the Black Series. Whether that's kind of giving those collectors some collecting fatigue. Even though they're getting characters that we would love to have in the 3¾-inch, at least most of these we would. I don't need a remake of the Stapp with a battle droid.
Well, I think that...
Or even Darth Maul with his speeder, but...
I think that Mandalorian Shriekhawks is... What is that? Is that two figures in...
I think it is. And I think we're getting the same thing in that four-pack.
Yeah,
with the smaller...
The vintage.
You know. Interesting enough about that Mandalorian Shriekhawks four-pack is this time they're not individually carded. In most of the four multi-packs getting, they've been... But it's kind of like they're going back to the old battle packs that we used to get with the multiple figures, but they were
with the three figures,
all under the same blister.
Yeah.
Sold that way.
Yeah. Sometimes I just don't understand where they get their information on what they should do. I mean, do they just draw these things out of a hat? I mean, I don't get how sometimes they, you know, pull these out. And are like, oh, let's do this one. I mean, I'm just like...
It's like, who is asking for the jetpack trooper?
Yeah.
You know what you need to go with a jetpack trooper? You need those treader bikes or whatever that they were riding on chasing the resistance crew on that desert planet. You don't just need a jetpack trooper just by himself.
But sometimes, I'm sure some of us don't realize, too, just like you mentioned that new Gunray, you didn't vote for that one. Maybe there's probably collectors out there that's just dying for some of these that's coming. That's like, we're kind of like, meh, don't really care that much.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, different fans out there of all different ages. And I'm sure those kids who grew up with the Phantom Menace, you know, are probably wanting some of that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean... Have they ever done a Nuke Gunray before? I don't think so. So, I mean, I wasn't, you know, angry over it, you know, or anything like that. I was just kind of surprised, I guess. I don't even remember which one I voted, what I voted for now. There was like, I don't know, five or six different things to vote for.
Yeah.
But this,
and I would think that the announcement or the release of the new Mandalorian with the Imperial Base deco, that's going right along with the release of the Light Cruiser hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Was that
so
the same?
So have a new Mandalorian out there in
that
stores
wasn't on
available
there.
To play with.
Was that on the same episode? I don't think so. That was a couple episodes later, right? When they were fighting?
Mandalorian Imperial Base where he rescues Grogu? Or does he rescue Grogu from the Light Cruiser?
No, Imperial Base is on Navarro. Remember when they went to that and... made the lava come up and blow up the base. That was the Imperial base.
Oh, okay.
Or at least that's what I think it is. I don't know if that's the right one or not. Because I don't think there was any Imperial bases in Season 3.
Okay. Where he was in the speeder with the Blue Gill guy. And what's her name?
Cara Dune.
Sheriff Cara Dune, yeah. Okay, you're right. So I guess... Actually, we already have, now that I think about it, the Imperial Light Cruiser version of the Mandalorian is the one we got with the multi-pack, the Escape or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah. That
he's
was
fighting Moff Gideon.
Was that a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive?
I don't think it was. I think it just, because it was readily available online. Most of them are anymore. As a matter of fact, you can find it on, over Christmas time, you can find it on deep clearance.
Well, that
so unpopular.
Kersantan from last year, the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, was available months and months after San Diego. And I venture a guess that the Darth Maul with Sith Speeder is going to be readily available to anybody that wants it. Because, frankly, I don't want it. And you guys don't collect Black Series at all, so I know you guys aren't buying it. How much time we go? Oh, we're already up to 50 minutes. I think we're going to push off the discussion to another time that we had planned.
Okay, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. We'll find something good to talk about, or if anybody out there listening has suggestions, again, we're always open, you know, to talk about whatever you would like to talk about. If you, you know, want us to go back and talk about, we've talked a lot about vintage collectibles that from our childhoods, but we
still
can always talk about the craze of the you know, episode 1, episode 2 releases back, you know, in the prequel era.
Well, eventually we'll talk about
all
the figure lines. I mean, we got lots of time to go, so we may want to step up you know, timeline on doing some of those, like, you know, more often, and then do special episodes to talk about the different series and stuff. So in that way, that doesn't kind of clutter up the collecting talk. I mean, because our Patreon members, you know, we got to start doing some more episodes for them too. We need to do Mandalorian season 2. I'd already had it, all my stuff fleshed out for what the figures I wanted, and we need to do that one. So we'll probably do that in a week or two.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Any other discussion on this stuff that was announced?
No. Nope, but you mentioned Patreon. We want to make sure and let everyone out there know that if you're interested in sponsoring our podcast and would like to become a Patreon of this podcast, look us up on www.patreon.com/the Star Wars Collector. You can sponsor us for as little as $1 a month or up to any amount that you would feel we are worthy of, and that would be greatly appreciated. We do mention that our Patreons do get some exclusive episodes from time to time that are only available for their viewing. You also have the ability to watch the video version of this audio podcast if you would like. We're not really good-looking guys, but, you know.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
Yeah.
But you can see the cool toys we're showing off. Yeah, that's the benefit.
Over the toys behind Brian, if you want to. And Carl's Halloween decorations that seem to be up year-round.
Mm-hmm. There's some Star Wars mixed in. Look, there's Leia and Dooku.
I see Wicket.
And Wicket Cookie Jar.
And I just use a fake background because my family room is right behind me and there's nothing special to look at back there.
You're going to have to start, you know, decorating some of your Star Wars stuff around the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah. No, I need to put it all in storage. Yeah. So patreon.com/the Star Wars Collector. Also, if you want to follow us on Facebook, our Facebook page is the Star Wars Collector Podcast, all one word. And that, again, like Brian mentioned, he tries to mostly, but sometimes Carl and I will attempt to add to it any new announcements and pictures of new product come being announced and being released. We probably could do a better job of putting on there that, hey, I saw this in the store, or hey, I got this week, so keep an eye out for yours in the mail or something like that. Check us out on Facebook. We also, if you're in the tri-state area of northeastern Kentucky, we'd love to see you in person, meet you in person at one of our Kentucky Star Wars Collector Club meetings. Information on that's always available on that Facebook page, KSWCC. You can reach us in person at tswcpodcast@gmail.com if you'd like to send us a quick email.
Yeah, ask Bo questions.
Ask Bo questions can come in through email, or you could even send us DMs over our Facebook page, probably, and get to contact us with us that way. We encourage you, if you like this podcast, please go to iTunes or any other place where you listen and give us a review. And, you know, obviously, even if you don't want to give us a good review, we'd like some sort of review so that we can always improve.
Well, we'd like to make them good, though.
Yeah. Good reviews. The more reviews we get, the higher up the ladder we climb on as far as podcasts, you know, that are listened to and liked. Enjoyed. So we also have a presence on X, that is at TSWC podcast, but we're not really actively keeping that up to date, so you can go back and look at some of our old X's. They're not called tweets anymore, so what are they called? X's.
X's. I don't know. I think it was me and you, Carl, that talked about somebody on our podcast had given us a review on iTunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it was a really good review.
Bill Gallagher. And he actually, after we talked about him on the podcast last episode, he said, yeah, this is Bill Gallagher. Yes, still listening. I'm located in Portland, Oregon. Keep up the great work.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
Yep. Thanks. He goes by Bunk Dog. on the, I don't know where that would have come from. That's a, that would be an interesting story. Let's say only reviews that I have that I need to look up on other places and see where the what reviews they've got. All right, well, I guess that's it for this episode, and we'll talk to you next month.
Sign off. Happy collecting, everyone.
Bye, everybody.